When the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, He saved us, not because of deeds done by us in righteousness, but in virtue of His own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal in the Holy Spirit, which He has poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that we might be justified by His grace and become heirs in hope of eternal life. This saying is true. In the name of the one true living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. And please be seated. He saved us. This saying is true. A very tight summary of Paul's argument in the letter to the Romans, in chapter 5, verses 12 to 21, which leads into the great statement in chapter 6, which we heard a portion of. The first two verses being, what shall we say then? In light of the fact that He has saved us, in light of the fact that this saying is true, what shall we say? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? Are we continue to stay in slavery in Egypt so that His salvation may become even stronger? And the answer is, by no means. How can this be? It's impossible. How can those liberated from slavery to Egypt stay one more moment in Egypt? How can those cast out of the Garden of Eden, given their salvation and admission back into the presence and fellowship of the God who made them, delay one moment? How can we, who died to sin, still live under its awful and ruthless dominion? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized with Him into His death? We were buried, therefore, with Him by baptism, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. If we have been united with Him in a death like His, we shall certainly be united with Him in a resurrection like His. Resurrection. More than heaven when you die, resurrection. Bodily life on a renewed earth, in a renewed universe, in which the despot of sin and death has been forever destroyed. We know, Paul continues, we know that our old self was crucified with Him. Not we think, not we hope, we know. So that the sinful body, the work of that old tyrant, might be destroyed. And we might no longer be enslaved to sin. And again in verse 9, we know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. This isn't a temporary arrangement. We're not crossing our fingers, hoping that something worse doesn't happen. Christ will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over Him. For the death He died to sin once for all. But the life He lives to the eternal, living God. And so we may count on it. Count on it. A translation we heard says, consider yourself. Some translations use the fine Texan word, reckon. Reckon yourselves alive. We can go further and say, count on it. Lagidzistai is the Greek. Count on it. You are dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ. freed from separation, alive to union with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. He is risen. He is risen. Alleluia. Amen.